Pastini is Eugene's new Italian bistro at Oakway Center, dedicated to serving up two of life's greatest pleasures, pasta and wine. Join them for classic favorites like spaghetti and meatballs, linguine with clams and sausage, and fettuccine alfredo paired with hand-selected Pacific Northwest and Italian wines. Pastini. Eat pasta. Drink wine.
Welcome to the Duck Pod. From the Register Guard newsroom, here's Ryan Thorburn and Austin Meek.
All right, Austin, we're back from the desert. Oregon lost last week to Arizona 44-15. Kind of a pre-Halloween fright fest down there in
Tucson.
Now it's Chip Kelly week. The UCLA Bruins coming to town, and a lot of news beyond Chip coming back. Justin Herbert was in concussion protocol earlier in the week, got out of that on Wednesday, but his status still up in the air as far as whether he's going to start this game and play in this game or not. If he does not, it will be Braxton Burmeister and or true freshman Tyler Shook.
Yeah, a lot of drama around this game, and not just because of Chip Kelly. For Oregon, where they are, I think you almost got to put all the Chip Kelly stuff out the window, and I think that's kind of what Mario Cristobal has done this week. You know, we were both at his press conference on Monday, and he didn't really want to go there talking about Chip Kelly. He, you know, I mean, he wasn't like hostile about it, but just you ask him about Chip Kelly, and he's just totally focused on where Oregon is right now, and he should be, because after losing those two games, you know, you lose to Washington State, which, you know, you don't like it. Obviously, the way they started that game was awful. But you understand losing that game in that setting. The way they played against Arizona just is baffling. So they really have to get some things turned around, or they very easily could lose to UCLA. I mean, people have been writing this down as, you know, as a win all season, and, you know, a chance to kind of celebrate and you know, enjoy the fact that you come out on top in a game against Chip Kelly. But that's not that's not a given. If Oregon plays the way they played against Arizona, they're going to lose the game, especially if they don't have Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I certainly understand why Mario doesn't want to talk about Chip Kelly all week and how great Oregon used to be, because that was a special four-year run. I think they were 46-7. Mario Cristobal is not going to go 46-7 over his first four seasons at Oregon, and Chip Kelly is not going to go 46-7 during his first 4 years at UCLA unless they win about 44 out of their next 45 games. So it's just a different time. I mean, Chip Kelly's offense, no one had dealt with anything quite like that at that time. Now you see that quite a bit, or facsimiles of what he was doing, at least. You know, there's no secret sauce to get back to that level. You've got to grind, and I think Cristobal has his own blueprint for getting to the college football playoff, and he's not really worried about the pass.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to some people this week and working on a column, just looking back on that four-year run with Chip Kelly and asking, is that the best it's ever going to be for Oregon, and is it the best it's ever going to be for Chip Kelly? Because both of them really have been chasing that since they parted ways. Chip's best days as a coach, without a doubt, were his days at Oregon. And Oregon's best days as a program were with Chip Kelly. You know, and you can point to the fact that Chip went to the playoffs with the Eagles. Oregon went to the college football playoff without Chip. But really, the success that both of them have, they owe to the other one. And so I'm curious to see if either one of them will ever get back to the level that they achieved together. So, okay, I'll give you the hypothetical question. Who has a better chance of getting to the college football playoff? Is it Oregon without Chip Kelly, or is it Chip Kelly at UCLA?
Wow, that's a great question. Can I find out if Justin Herbert's coming back to school next year? Because I think there is this small window that, you know, Oregon has blown this year. But obviously, if Justin were to come back for his senior year, They're adding this infusion of talent with a top five recruiting class. They have some good pieces already. I think they need some more at wide receiver, but they would also have a very experienced offensive line next year. I think next year there's the possibility because the schedule, number one, they open up with Auburn, and they'll have, you know, obviously tough games against Stanford and Washington to put on that resume. Road games next year, by the way. But there's a small window next year, but beyond that, I would say UCLA, because it seems like USC, the Kings, or what should be the Kings of the South, they're kind of lost right now, and I don't even know if Clay Helton will be there next year. So there's a window there to win the South and win the Pac-12, and if you do that, you've got a shot, whereas Oregon's competing against Washington, Stanford, now Washington State, year in, year out for the North.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I would have said, absolutely, it's Oregon, when Chip was, what, 0-5, and Oregon was coming off a win against Washington. You know, it just shows you how quickly public opinion can shift, because 2 weeks ago, Mario Cristobal was king of the world, and now we're talking about, boy, you know, this thing's really getting ugly. But I do think the last 2 weeks definitely give you pause if you're talking about what kind of program Oregon is going to become under Mario Cristobal, because I think you have to ask, you know, this philosophy that he wants to instill that seemed to work so well against Washington with pounding the ball up the middle, fairly conservative offensive philosophy. Yeah, people loved it when it was working, when they were beating Washington. But now that Washington has been exposed as being a team that has its own offensive problems, and now that Oregon has faced a couple teams that play kind of like Oregon used to play, you know, Washington State and Arizona can get up and down the field. They like to go fast, and Oregon has just looked sluggish against those two teams. So
I guess the other question is the Pac-12 ever going to get a college football playoff?
Yeah, maybe the answer to that is neither, especially if Larry Scott has anything to do with it. So, you know, I don't know. I think the pressure is definitely on Oregon right now, and I think the pressure is on Marcus Arroyo, the offensive coordinator, to make the most of this time he has left with Justin Herbert, whether it's the rest of this year or the rest of this year and next year. Like you said, they've already taken themselves out of the running for a lot of the things that they wanted to accomplish this year, but there's still the rest of this season. And I think it's true. I think Oregon's got to give Justin Herbert a reason to want to come back. You know, finish on a good note, make him feel like this team has the potential to do more, because if they finish the season, you know, at 6-6 or whatever, I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of, you know, excitement building up for next season or a whole lot of incentive for him to want to come back.
Yeah, and we don't know when he's going to come back this year. Concussions are, you know, nothing to joke about, especially in today's world where even football players take that stuff a lot more seriously. You know, if it was me, I would probably go to the NFL because I like money, and that's a rare chance to get a lot of it. But at the same time, I can see him, you know, he's definitely a student athlete. Coaches throw that around, but he's a 4.0 student. He's a biology major. He loves Oregon. He's from Eugene. And there is definitely going to be unfinished business at Oregon, but that's a bridge we'll cross when we get there. And I don't think that decision will be made until, you know, late November or December. But I guess the big question is this week, can Oregon beat UCLA with or without Justin Herbert?
Well, to help us answer that question, Ben Bolch of the LA Times, who covers the Bruins, is going to be our guest on the podcast. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk to Ben. Okay, we're joined now by Ben Bolch. He covers UCLA for the LA Times in his first season covering Chip Kelly. Ben, thank you for joining us on the podcast. I guess, first of all, just tell me what this experience has been like for you, getting to cover Chip Kelly. You did a great series before the season on Chip, without the help of Chip, it looked like, but it still turned out really well. What's it been like covering Chip this season?
You know, it's been a lot of fun, and for me, and people might say, huh, what are you talking about? But, you know, I'm kind of a direct, tell it like it is person, and so is Chip, and I think we've kind of meshed well that way. Not to say that I haven't irritated him ad nauseum, but I think that I think he respects where I'm coming from, and I certainly respect where he's coming from. Is just kind of, you know, he's very direct and gets to the point, and then he's ready to move on to the next thing. So I kind of knew what it was going to be coming in, and he certainly hasn't disappointed in that manner. So it's been enjoyable for me.
After his NFL experience, do you think he's happy to be back in the Pac-12 and at UCLA, or do you think he's kind of still miffed about the fact that didn't work out the way he had hoped?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure deep down inside he's still upset that he's not in the NFL right now. I mean, he's kind of the ultimate competitor, and I'm sure, you know, there's a big part of him that hopes that, you know, things work out so well at this stop that he can kind of use UCLA the way Pete Carroll did after an initial failed NFL stint to kind of catapult himself back there and for a second shot. And we've all seen how that's worked out for Pete Carroll. So I'm sure that's his ultimate hope. And I'm sure UCLA fans wouldn't mind, because that would mean that they would have to have some significant success for that to happen. You know, it's funny that the BCS, the college football playoff rankings came out yesterday, and it was 20 years ago that the first ever BCS rankings came out, and UCLA was number one, and man, what a drop-off since then. No Rose Bowls except for at the end of that year since then, and really not that relevant on the national stage. So I think that people hope that Chip Kelly can get him back there, and if he does, I think that they'll be happy to let him go to the NFL, because it'll mean that they've kind of restored UCLA to national relevancy.
Obviously, UCLA is rebuilding right now. What were the expectations for Chip's first season? You know, was there an idea that he was going to be able to come in and right off the bat have a dramatic transformation, or has this season been kind of what people expected in year one with Chip Kelly, or what's sort of the vibe around this season that obviously has not gone as hoped for the Bruins?
Yeah, it's interesting. I will admit I spend a little bit too much time on some of the fan message boards, but it does give you good insight into what the expectations are. And I think, you know, people saw that Vegas set the under over for wins this season at 5.5, and I think a lot of them felt pretty comfortable in saying that they would get to at least 6 wins, and I think some people put the ceiling at about 8 wins. I mean, I think people maybe thought that there was more talent on this team than has bared out this year, and obviously there's been some attrition and quite a few injuries. In fact, I just wrote about this yesterday. They've had 5 season-ending concussions when the rest of the Pac-12 has only one combined, which is pretty mind-blowing. So they've certainly had some factors go against them, but I think people thought the big hope was that they would be on an upward trajectory by the end of the season. Obviously, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be linear, and there'd be some steps back. And we certainly saw that, you know, last week against Utah after 2 pretty good back-to-back wins against Cal and Arizona, just pretty much got blown out by Utah, but Utah's obviously a really good team. But I think what's important is that people want to feel good about the trajectory of this team at the end of the season with those 2 games against USC and Stanford back-to-back at the Rose Bowl. I think they probably want to see them pull an upset there and look good at the very minimum, and then, you know, do well in recruiting and kind of have some momentum going into next season when they can try to be a contender in the Pac-12 South.
Boy, when you look at the L.A. sports market right now, it's just crazy, obviously, with LeBron coming to town and the Rams off to an 8-0 start, and then, you know, obviously you look at USC being the glamour program in town as far as college football, and even at UCLA they're known for men's basketball. But do you think Chip kind of enjoys that, being out of the spotlight for now? I didn't even mention the Dodgers, and then there's the Dodgers. You feel like Chip kind of enjoys being out of that spotlight right now and building this thing before that shines on him a lot?
Oh, totally. I think I definitely think it's one of the reasons that he picked UCLA and talks about it kind of aligning with his vision and just kind of the way he likes to operate and the way he feels. I mean, he could walk down, you know, Rodeo Drive, and I can guarantee you there would probably not be one person who recognized him. He's that kind of anonymous here, and I think that he loves that and he embraces that. It's just kind of the guy he is. I know obviously when he was up there in Eugene, it was a completely different story. I'm sure he couldn't go anywhere without, you know, people coming up and talking to him. I think that's part of the reason that this is a good fit for him, and that's one aspect that he really enjoys of being in Los Angeles.
So there are quarterback questions on both sides of this game. Justin Herbert, questionable for Oregon, and obviously Chip is not disclosing a whole lot about UCLA's quarterback situation. Dorian Thompson-Robinson had been hurt. Sounds like maybe he's back in practice. Wilton Spate was the starter last week. What's the latest on UCLA's quarterback situation? Who do you expect to be the starter, and what kind of do both guys bring to the table?
Yeah, it's interesting. Dorian has looked pretty good in practice. I mean, I thought he was pretty much close to 100% last week, and then Chip said after the game against Utah that he was not available. Seems to have ramped it up a little bit with his passes, got that extra zip on the ball. But I will say today has kind of been the key indicator so far this season. Every practice that we've seen, the guy who takes snaps from the first-team offensive line on Wednesdays has ultimately been the starter in the games, and today that was Wilton Spate. So, Dorian's on the comeback trail from recovery. Things could still happen. Chip likes to say there's still, a couple of days left of training before they have to make that decision. But right now I would certainly say Wilton Spate is on track to be the guy. But when you talk about the differences between them, I think it's fair to say that Wilton's a little bit more kind of calm and conservative, and kind of has that commanding presence of somebody who's 23 years old in the huddle that I think plays really well with this young team. And then on the flip side, you've got Dorian, who's got all the upside in the world, can make just dazzling plays, but also, maybe forces the ball a little bit into traffic from time to time. Both pretty good runners. Chip's kind of gotten mad when we've insinuated that Wilton is kind of a statue out there. He claims that he can run 20 miles an hour peak speed. I don't know about that, but there are some definite similarities there, and I think they can both run the basics of what Chip wants to do to this offense. So I think they feel good in either one, and they like having that. They feel like there's two guys where there's not much of a drop off, no matter who's out there.
We've asked Mario Cristobal a couple times this week about, the Chip Kelly era at Oregon, and if, he was paying attention to that back then and what Oregon became during that run. And he's really hasn't answered that very much. He's like, you got to respect the past, and we respect it, but it's really, we're focused on what we're doing. So I don't think he's really embracing this big homecoming that the fans necessarily are, as the fans are with Chip Kelly. Obviously, he was a beloved figure here, as you mentioned, but what do you think Chip Kelly's emotions will be on Saturday, or do you think he will have, any...
I think it's going to be hard for him not to get emotional just because of what that place meant to him for 6 years, and it's really where the place where his kind of coaching genius crystallized and became a big deal, and he really was catapulted onto the national stage as a well-known commodity. So I think it's going to be emotional. He tried to downplay it when we asked him about it today and said that, he can't really focus on what he's going to feel like. He has to focus on the opponent and the game, and he kind of went into coach speak in saying that. But I can kind of sense he's actually been, bad pun alert, he's been kind of chipper unusually chipper this week, and I sense that he's excited to go back up there and see some of the people who were there and meant a lot to him while he was there. And I sense that, his guys want to win this one for him as well, because they know what it means to him to go up there. And in typical Chip fashion, I said, I asked him, anywhere special you're going to go when you're up there this weekend? And he said, yeah, Autzen Stadium. So he's, if he's got any plans for a dinner spot or somebody he's going to hang out with after the game, he's not letting on to it.
Well, Ben, I'll ask you to pull out your crystal ball here. 5 years down the road, where do you see UCLA and where do you see Chip Kelly? I felt like when I first heard that he was coming back to college coaching at UCLA, I felt like, if anybody was thinking that this was going to be a repeat of what he did at Oregon, that was probably expecting a little too much. If he could just get UCLA to where they're, competing every year in the South, that would be a big step. What do you see long term, especially given that, USC's kind of, it's been a good program, but not a dominant program. Do you see UCLA kind of coming to the forefront of the South Division while Chip is there, or is that going to be a lot to ask based on where they are right now?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think that in 5 years, you know, he's going to have it humming at a pretty high level once he gets, you know, quote unquote, his guys in there and gets really the system that he wants to run. And the interesting thing is if he can't get it done here, who can? You know, I mean, that's the thing about UCLA. People have talked about the reasons it hasn't gone right for them over these last 20 years, made all the excuses in the world. But now they've got, you know, world-class facilities. They've got this $280 million Under Armour deal. They were already in a hotbed of recruiting, and now they've got, you know, what's widely considered a world-class coach. So, you know, there's really no excuses left on the table for them to underachieve. And you know, if he can't, you know, have them at least competing in the South year in and year out and making, you know, a Rose Bowl trip and flirting with the college football playoff every, you know, 2 to 3 years, then it's going to be a real head scratcher. And then maybe you have to re-examine and say maybe there are some deeper issues here that as to why UCLA just can't win at that highest level.
Well, despite their 0-5 start, when you look at this game on Saturday, these teams are both 2-3 in the Pac-12. Even with Justin Herbert, Oregon has struggled the last 2 weeks, losing on the road at Washington State and Arizona. Do you think UCLA has a chance in this game? I assume, obviously, they would, certainly if it was Wilton Spate opposite Braxton Burmeister, but do you think UCLA can pull this off?
You know, I've kind of vacillated back and forth. I think it is interesting to see that the Vegas line, I think, has gone from, like, 13, I think it opened around 13, and it's gone down to a touchdown and maybe less. I haven't checked it today, but, I mean, it's basically been cut in half, and I'm sure, obviously, a lot of that has to do with the status of Oregon's quarterback. But, you know, I look at the way UCLA's played and some of the strengths that they've matched up with, and, you know, if Oregon has going with the backup quarterback and really can't run the ball, that really kind of shifts the game in UCLA's favor, I think. We have to pick these games every week in the paper. I can't remember what the score was, but I did pick Oregon to win. I just think that it's, you know, it's in that atmosphere with what they have there. You know, obviously the last couple games haven't gone well, but I just think it's a huge uphill climb for UCLA to win on the road in that atmosphere. And that's why I'm going on with the edge, giving the edge to the Ducks.
Well, Ben, thanks for joining us on the podcast. We really appreciate your insight on the Bruins. Have a great trip out to Eugene, and we'll see you in the press box on Saturday.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Good stuff from Ben, and we're getting close to another kickoff at Autzen Stadium. We have not been there since the Washington game. That seems like a month ago, and I'm sure feels like a long time ago for the Ducks. What do you think about this game? Are we going to see Wilton Spate versus Braxton Burmeister, or do you think Herbert gives it a go?
You know, if I had to guess right now, I'm going to guess that Herbert is out there just based on the fact that he was at practice today. It sounds like he's through the concussion protocol now, and it's just a matter of making a final determination about whether he can go. So I'm going to guess that Herbert does give it a go, and on that contingency, I guess I will pick the Ducks. You know, I was really going back and forth on this. When the spread came out, I thought, boy, that's a lot of points for an Oregon team that has been struggling, and certainly UCLA has had its struggles as well. I do think Oregon gets it done, but I'm going to guess that it's maybe a little bit closer than that two-touchdown spread that came out when this game opened.
Well, I can guarantee you whether Herbert plays or does not play that Oregon is going to try its damnedest to reestablish the run. I can tell that Mario Cristobal is getting tired of being asked about what's happened to the running game the last 2 weeks, and a lot of that abandonment is these poor starts they've been getting off to on the road, but I think they'll get off to a better start at home. I'm not convinced Herbert's going to play. I know he was out there, but during the early part that they let the media watch, you know, maybe they're just, you know, trying to trick everybody, but he wasn't doing a whole lot. And I think it's, you know, given what he's got on the line, I think it's better safe than sorry. I would hold him out for a while until he's 100%. I mean, you're not going to the Rose Bowl. You've got to look out for this kid's best interest. You're coming off a game where he's getting hit in a meaningless fourth quarter, trying to get over the goal line. You know, I think they need to put their money where their mouth is as far as player safety and make sure this great quarterback is 100% before he's out there. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a combination of Burmeister and Shuck. And I think that's an interesting opportunity for Cristobal. If he could find a way to beat Chip Kelly without Justin Herbert, I think that would be a big win for him.
Well, it's either way, it's going to be a really interesting day at Autzen Stadium with everything going on, Chip Kelly coming back and the quarterback situation and all of that. So we will see what happens on Saturday, and we'll be back next week to talk about it on the podcast. Till then, thanks for listening to the Duck Pod.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Duck Pod. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts.